The Pilgrim's Progress, Volume 1, Christian's Journey, originally written by John Bunyan, told and explained by A.C.H. Van Vuren. Preface. Boys and girls, years ago, John Bunyan, a minister in England, once wrote a very interesting book. Maybe you know what the title is. The book is called The Pilgrim's Progress. This book is about a man named Christian who went on a journey to the celestial city. It was not an easy journey. Christian experienced many difficult, tense, and sad things. However, he also experienced very special and good things. Finally, he arrived in the glorious land of Emmanuel. Maybe you are curious now. Why did Christian go on a journey? What happened on the way? What was so difficult? And what was special on the way? And am I traveling the same way as Christian? You can read it all in the book that is open in front of you. This book, The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan, is told for children who are in elementary school. The book is written in such a way that even little children will be able to understand it. Also, older children and adults will enjoy following along on this journey in a meaningful way. You could read the book yourself, but it is also nice to ask if someone would be willing to read it to you. Perhaps your father, your mother, or someone else. At the end of each chapter is a short explanation. This will help you understand the meaning of the story better. Also, for each chapter there are a few questions and one or more psalters to sing. At the beginning of each chapter is a text from the Bible. You will notice that John Bunyan used his Bible very much. The purpose actually is that you will understand the Bible better. Together you can agree on reading a chapter every week, for instance on Saturday or Sunday. In this way, you could be on this special journey for just over a year. I hope the Lord will bless this book to your hearts. A.C.H. Van Vuren. Chapter 1. A Minister in Prison. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Psalm 140, verse 13. Quietly, the minister stared ahead, looking at the closed door right in front of him. But he did not see the door. He thought about the people of his congregation. Were they still going to church? Were they still listening to God's word? If only I could be with them. If only I could preach again, he thought. But that was not possible. The minister was in prison. Who was this minister? And what was a minister doing in prison? Should not a minister preach? The minister was John Bunyan. John Bunyan was not allowed to preach. He was captured and locked in the prison. John Bunyan wanted to have church the way the Lord wants it, but he was not allowed to do that. He was ordered to stop preaching. Stop preaching? That was impossible. God himself called him to do that work. He had to preach. But soldiers came and chased him out of the church. But Bunyan continued to preach. Am I not allowed to be in a pulpit? Then I will climb in a tree. He climbed up and continued to preach. Again, the soldiers came. Are you not willing to listen? Then you will have to go to prison. Come along. And now he sat in prison, under lock and key. Quietly, he thought of all that took place in his life. John Bunyan had time to think about the time the Lord came into his life. He also thought about the days before he knew God, and also earlier when he was still young. He recalled, "When I was still a little boy, I was allowed to go along with my father to help him. Father fixed broken kettles. Those kettles were used for cooking. They hung above the fire every day. But when you used them for a long time, they sometimes got little holes in them. Then they were useless. Sometimes they leaked like a sieve. But my father knew how to fix them. Together we went to visit people. I came to rich and poor people and have seen much. I liked going along with father. When we came home again, I would play with my friends. But then things often went wrong. I was wicked and cursed terribly. It was awful. Oh, I committed so many sins. Sometimes I dreamed that I was punished. And then I was very afraid. But when I saw my friends again, it was over in no time. I cursed even more terribly than before. If there was anyone who deserved hell, it was me. But then the Lord came into my life. He showed me how wicked I was. I felt I had to quit this wicked life. Back then I was very afraid to die and thought, can my sins still be forgiven? Would someone like me be allowed to come to the Lord? For a long time I thought it was not possible for me. You cannot receive a new heart, Bunyan. You sinned too much. You are too bad. You may as well stop praying, for you are lost anyway, sounded in my thoughts. What fearful days, what fearful nights. But the Lord was so good to show me that he loved me also. Yes, the Lord showed me that the Lord Jesus gave his blood on the cross for me too. Later I became a minister, and I preached for 5 years. Then I was arrested, and now I sit here in prison. Bunyan thought about his life. My life seems to resemble a journey. Where did I come from, and where am I going? Where do other people travel to? Where are we going when we die? There are only two places we can go, to heaven or to hell, and we will remain there eternally. So, I am on a journey. When you travel, you cannot keep going all the time. At times you must stop for a while, then you will rest for a while, and you may think about the journey. You look back to the way which the Lord led you, and you will sometimes look ahead too. What will all come, and how will it be at the end of the journey? Bunyan had a plan. I cannot preach anymore, but I can write. I am going to write everything down about the journey to eternity. I will write a book about the way of the Lord and the events on that way. Now I have time to think and dream about that way. I am imprisoned anyway and have time to write everything down. Bunyan saw himself as someone who was on a journey and quietly thought about the journey. Yes, I am like a traveler who is wearied by his journey. What do you do when you are tired? Then you find a place to rest. I will pretend my prison is a den in which I can rest. I will lie down in the den to sleep and dream, just like in real life. And then I will write down everything about the journey. I will pretend it is a dream. Yes, that is how I want to tell the people everything about the journey. This is how I am going to write down everything about the way of the Lord and about the work of the Lord. Explanation. When you have a new heart, you want the Lord to be exalted. Then you want to tell everybody how good the Lord is. Bunyan did so too. He wrote a book as if it was a dream. Many people want to know how you can receive a new heart, how you can become converted. Then they ask what will happen. Would you like to know this too? Then listen to this dream.